South Africa's government has dismissed the fears expressed by the Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton for the safety of white farmers. Mr. Dutton is considering fast-tracking visas for the farmers because of concerns they're being attacked and having their land seized. But the South African government says its citizens are not under threat. Africa correspondent Sally Sara reports.
The South African government has rebuked Peter Dutton. Mr. Dutton said he was considering special visas for white South African farmers. South Africa has expressed regret that Australia didn't use diplomatic channels to raise its concerns. South African farmers group AfriForum SA has expressed gratitude to Mr. Dutton for acknowledging attacks against white farmers and fears of land reform. But Deputy Chief Executive Officer Ernst Roots says most South African farmers would prefer to solve the issue in South Africa rather than fleeing.
We would like to thank him and the Australian government for recognising the extent of this problem. Even better step for the Australian government would be to engage with the South African government to say, listen, we've heard about this. We can see what's happening, and to put pressure on the South African government.
Land reform is a hot political topic in South Africa. Up to 75% of South Africa's farming land is in white hands, even though whites account for less than 10% of the population.
I personally know farmers in South Africa who have said that they would rather die on their farms than to be forced to move to the city.
During his State of the Nation address last month, President Cyril Ramaphosa reaffirmed the government's plans to acquire land without compensation, but promised it would not be like the farm invasions in neighbouring Zimbabwe. Ernest Roots from AfriForum SA says there are up to 2 attacks on South African farmers every day, and just under 2 farm murders every week.
While South Africa is one of the most violent countries in the world already, the chances of a South African farmer being murdered is about 3, even 4 times as high as the South African average.
But some of the violence has gone in the other direction. Some white farmers have been convicted of attacking black South Africans. Last year, 2 white farmers were sentenced to jail for placing a black man in a coffin and threatening to kill him. The opposition Economic Freedom Fighters Party is urging the government to speed up the land reform process. Its leader, Julius Malema, says the land in South Africa was taken by genocide.
They've made us suffer for a very long time.
Yes!
It's our turn now. They must be happy. We're not beating them up. They must be happy. We're not calling for genocide.
As the debate over land reform and farm attacks escalates, the message to Australia is that South Africa can take care of its own business.
Africa correspondent Sally Sara. And the ABC asked Peter Dutton's office for a response to the South African government. A spokeswoman referred us to the minister's repeated public remarks that he's asked his department to look at how Australia might help.